My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Today, we are going to talk about chasing ROAS, finding winning strategies in SEO. But first, let's define what ROAS means. So ROAS in ads, you might be wondering, like, what are you even talking about? ROAS is like an ad term. ROAS means return on ad spend. So Neil, go ahead and kick it off.
Yeah, so a lot of you guys are chasing ROAS. How do you get that return on ad spend? And it's great. You should do that. If you can make advertising profitable, scale it up as much as possible, and it works for a lot of industries. You just got to keep tweaking and testing to get it right. But what you should also be doing that a lot of people are neglecting is finding winning strategies on SEO. SEO may not be able to scale as much as pay-per-click and as quickly, but with SEO, the return on investment is much bigger in the long run. So Eric and I today wanted to cover some winning SEO strategies that we know that just work, that people should implement. And we wanted to start it off by just giving you 5 winning SEO strategies that work for pretty much any industry, and just use them and you'll get more traffic and you'll make more revenue as well. So do you want to kick it off, Eric, or do you want me to?
Yeah, I'll kick it off. So if you're starting out, you don't need to put all the pressure on yourself to have to go for these head terms, right? And what I mean by that is, let's say you have an e-commerce site where you sell shoes. Trying to rank for the word shoes is probably not a good move because you have a lot of these big sites that already rank for it. Plus, it's not super targeted for you, right? So let's say I'm a SaaS company. Instead of trying to rank for business intelligence software, maybe what I can rank for, let's say I'm trying to compete with Salesforce, I'm going to go for more bottom of the funnel keywords. And this is known as pain point SEO. So I would Google pain point SEO. I believe it's Grow and Convert that coined that term. And what that means is you're going for, let's say, if you're competing with Salesforce, maybe it's Eric's tool versus Salesforce or Salesforce alternatives, right? You're trying to go for more high intent keywords where people are more likely to convert. And those keywords are also not that competitive. So you can go for alternatives. You can go to for versus keywords. You can go for, you know, different like reviews or whatever, or top tools or whatever, which actually will probably be a little more competitive, but you're going to find more of a blue ocean there versus trying to go red ocean and high volume.
Yeah. The second tactic for you is just go and expand internationally. It's a great way to get more traffic. There's tons of sales to be made all around the world. So translate your content. You can find people on Upwork and sites like that who will translate your content. Use hreflang so that way Google knows what pages to show for which regions. Even if you don't have tons of links in these regions, what you'll find is you can get a ton of traffic really quickly. Don't use auto translations and look in your Google Analytics to see what regions are getting you the most traffic outside the ones that you sell in. And those are the ones that you should translate for first.
Number three, repurpose. And this is something we don't do well with this podcast, but Neil and I, we talk about a lot of this stuff. There's 30 new episodes a month, right? So imagine if we had someone that's taking maybe our top performing 10 episodes per month or something, and they're repurposing it into longer form content. That's actually what we're planning to do right now. I actually didn't tell Neil this, but I'm testing out a new service right now where it's pretty cost effective and it's pretty good long form 1500 to 2000 word stuff. But, you know, repurposing gives us more bang for our buck out of the podcast work that we're doing, or any, let's say Neil and I, we crank on our respective YouTube channels as well. Just hiring someone to fit just to content repurpose, that's a very real role. HubSpot does that. Neil still, I don't know how many employees you have, Neil, that just focus on repurposing now, if you want to tell that number to people.
Don't know.
he doesn't know anymore. He used to have three, but now he doesn't know. Must be nice. But anyway, Neil, number four.
Number four. SEO, a lot of it is brand related. Did you know that more people search for Nike in the United States than they search for the term shoes? I think the last time I checked is roughly a difference by 6x, literally 6x. Now it can change month to month, depending on what shoes Nike's releasing. But either way, by a multitude, more people search for the brand Nike than the word shoes. The point I'm trying to make here is if you want to win in SEO, and it's one of the biggest factors, the ex-head of web spam, Matt Cutts, and the ex-CEO, Eric Schmidt, both talked about how brands are important in Google's eyes. You need to create a brand. That means good product, good service. You may not think about that related to SEO, but if you want to win in the long run, you got to create a good product or service, because that's what creates a good brand. And it'll actually create more searches for the brand, more than you just running advertising. So you got to make sure that you're creating a really solid product or service that creates brand queries, which helps lift up all your rankings for all the terms.
Number five, last but not least, Power Pages. So this is coined from our mutual friend, Brian Dean, also known as Backlinko. So just type in Power Pages, Backlinko, you should be able to find it. But the whole idea with these Power Pages is that you create one, let's say I want to rank for conversion rate optimization. So I have one page that talks about kind of a high level overview of conversion rate optimization, and I'll have different chapters, maybe 10 different chapters, and they're all interlinking to each other. This is, no, you can call them hub pages, you can call them Power Pages, but these are, in the eyes of a search engine, it's a more comprehensive resource. And Neil's actually done a lot of this in the past with his old blog, Quick Sprout, with a lot of these different guides. And he would rank number one for keywords like conversion rate optimization, or I think like affiliate SEO or something like that, right? So number five would be Power Pages. And that is it for today. Go to marketingschool.io/training if you want to learn how to start or grow your dream business. We've got a couple of secrets for you in there, and we'll catch you later.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.